mom surviving life. Tough questions, real answers, awesome hacks.
Hello and welcome to Mom Surviving Life. Today, Carla and I are going to talk about organizing Carla's house. Yes, we are still friends, and yes, Shane does not hate me and I'm allowed back. As always, please subscribe to the podcast on whichever platform you are listening to us on and follow us on social media. Okay. So this was fun. The only thing that I will say is there was more than once where I was just like, can we do this? And you're like, yeah, that doesn't work for us. And I'm just sitting there frustrated because I'm like, this is how I organize. And now I can't organize the way I want to organize. And now I'm frustrated.
Yes, that definitely happened a few times. But I'm really glad Shane and I stuck to who we are and like stood together on those matters, because we both agreed, like when it came down to it, like it's not going to work that way for us. Like, we're going to be honest, we're going to end up spending more money, we're going to end up wasting stuff, like it's just not worth it.
But that was the best part, was like you both were like, that doesn't work. And it's like, okay, well, now I have to make it work your way. And I mean, it was a challenge, I'll not gonna lie. But I'm glad that it was a challenge.
Right. So what the main thing that we're talking about right now is Erica really wanted us to have a backstock somewhere else in the house.
If you've ever seen the home edit or Marie Kondo's tidying up, or I think even Clutterbug talks about backstock. Yeah. So just so that everyone is aware, backstock is when you go to Costco and you buy 17 toilet cleaners because it's a deal, and really they never go bad. You buy like three or like you buy 17. You put the two or three or however many you have in either the bathrooms that they're in or in your cleaning closet. And you put the rest in like a mythical pantry space within your house, generally in your basement or your garage. But it's basically where you put all of your overstock away so that your house doesn't have 45 toilet bowl cleaners. However, in Carla's world, that doesn't work because Carla and Shane are both severely OCD, or sorry, ADD, where out of sight, out of mind, which is how we got to 17 toilet bowl cleaners. And I'm like, why do you have so many? I honestly think, though, that if your workshop was organized, that could become your backstock room. And then because you would be going down there so often, you would see it.
But we don't want to have to go down there.
I know, which if you've ever listened to our podcast, you know Carla is clumsy as anything. So Stairs and Carla don't really get along, which is why they bought a ranch house. But that also doesn't help the fact that I then had to organize Costco quantities of stuff in a house that is not designed for Costco quantities of stuff. But I think I did a good job.
Yes. I think we did good. What, between the toilet bowl cleaners and the Ziploc bags, we had an overabundance. But those are two things that before used to be in my laundry room in the old house downstairs. So when I was like in the bathroom, and I was like, oh, I need more, and oh, it's on sale at Costco, cool, I'll buy it. Well, they come in a 4-pack, and then you just keep buying them because you're like, oh, I only need one, and you put the rest away, and it's not good. Now everything is all together in one spot. Like, if all the Ziplocs are together, and all
they're organized by size, just so everyone is aware, I organize them by size so that you just have to go and go, this is the first one, this is the second one, and you go from there.
I would also like to point out that, like, the main cleaning basket, I just, like, took it out and went to my bathroom with it this weekend, and it was great.
You're welcome. And then you just refill that from the stock that is in that closet. When it's empty, when you use the last of something, that's when you put on the grocery list.
Or when, I'm going to say when there's one left, because those things I buy from Costco when they're on sale. So if we're close, because they don't go on sale all the time, then I will buy.
Fair enough. I'm
being much better about spending and overspending on things that are kept up. There's 0 point in that.
Okay, so let's start at the beginning, because we went off on a tangent of backstock. The first thing that happened when I got there was we set up my bedroom with my kids in it. So this is also kind of going to be like a segue of like traveling with kids, which will probably be another episode later. But just so everyone's aware, I got these amazing trifold mattresses that we're going to link.
Our Amazon recommendations page on our website.
So we are going to link these trifold mattresses that I bought. They're amazing. They're memory foam. The only thing that sucks is they're kind of large, but like, in my opinion, when you're dealing with kids, they're like, I want to jump. It's not an airbed that can pop because it's memory foam. You can probably squish these. I don't really like to, because I don't like how when memory foam unsquishes, it takes so long to unsquish. But yeah, these are great for traveling. So we set up our room and then we basically had dinner and a little play, which, by the way, my kids still are obsessed with the Choo Choo Train song.
You're welcome.
And we run around. My mom's like, this is it. I'm like, hey, it burns energy. Let him go.
Isn't it great for that, though?
Oh, yeah. It's especially great when my kids have winter boots on in the shop and their boots are just so heavy. They were exhausted today. It was great. So we got the kids fed and in bed. And then we left Shane with the kids in the middle of a snowstorm. And I was driving to the store, which is like a half hour away. Which is hilarious because I think Shane had like literal anxiety about being left alone with three children.
Yeah.
We were just like, okay, kids are in bed. Bye. He's like, what? What am I supposed to do? And I'm like, well, if my kids leave the room, then it's an issue, but like, should be fine in the room. They're fine. And they eventually went to sleep.
He was so scared to like take his eyes off the monitor. He's like, I just stared at the monitor. Like, not for my own kids, but for Erica's kids. So at least Erica's kids were well taken care of. But Ella was also in a crib and couldn't go anywhere. So Erica's kids were in a room that they could open the door and literally walk out.
Yeah, but I had said to them, like, lay on your bed and go to bed. So they were pretty good about that.
Yeah.
So we ended up going to Dollar Tree and Dollarama in the middle of a snowstorm, which, like, for Windsor is not really a snowstorm. It was just, like, snowing, but it was Windsor. I firmly recommend going to Dollar Tree to get your bins and Dollarama. It's so much cheaper. But start at Dollar Tree first, only because they're cheaper than Dollarama. I mean, yeah. If you want to spend the money, absolutely go to HomeSense, Winners, Marshalls. Because you ended up doing that, right?
I did go to Winners, but I had gift cards. So I was smart about it and used gift cards and bought some with lids for like our winter stock and stuff, like with all of our hats and mittens and stuff.
Which is good. And you could probably label those too.
I did. I'll take a picture for you.
Yay! I'm so proud of you. So yeah, we went to Dollar Tree and Dollarama and obviously hit up the LCBO. And then we got to organizing the front hall closet and the cleaning closet on Friday night, which was kind of where I got frustrated.
Yeah.
Because for some reason, Carla has stuff in her front hall closet that don't belong there.
Yeah.
Like Ella's like coloring.
K1, that does make sense, though. It's a giant closet. And
but it's your
close
front
to her
hall closet.
Playroom, but it's close to her playroom and where we do crafts in the kitchen. And there's where else would I put it that she doesn't have access to it?
Up on the shelf. I don't know. We have very differing views on this.
But and again, this is, I have a huge front hall closet for winter coats and coats.
I know, but my problem with that is you and Shane have actively talked about having a larger family. And while you're a family of three right now and everything fits, very quickly you're going to be a family of four, maybe five, and then it's not going to fit. So that's kind of where I was like, I get that it fits there now, but like it, just because it fits there now does not mean that's where it should go.
Yeah, but as the family grows, everything changes, right? Like,
yes.
Not everything's going to stay the same. But I would like to say that there was a lot of, can I do this? Out of Erica's mouth. And then I would say, no.
And then I would have this look on my face of like, why not? This makes sense to everybody but you. And I would just be like, don't say anything. Just figure it out. And then slowly but surely, I got there and we did figure it out. But it was like, I got frustrated. And then I was like, okay, we need to rethink this entire thing. And then we go from there. but I think we did pretty good. We got the front hall closet and the cleaning closet, and then I would call it your secondary bathroom closet. Like, it's not your, it is your linen closet, but it's not your linen closet.
Well, a lot of people put like your bathroom stuff in the linen closet.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying, like, for the most part, it's like your medicine and nail polish, and like you guys had like a massage gun and stuff like that. So, like, all of that went in that closet. And then we moved everything that shouldn't be in that closet to the other side of the laundry room, which I don't know if it stayed there.
It did.
Wow, because you were quite hesitant about that. Yeah, so we moved all like the toilet paper and paper towel and Kleenex to the other side of the laundry room. So it's basically in like the back hall closet, like in the back entryway. But I mean, it works.
It does.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it. At least it's one very visible for me, especially when I'm going out the door. So if I am like heading to Costco that night, I can just be like, nope, don't need anything and not worry about it. Because that's most of my like every time shopping stuff, right? So
Well, and like Kleenex and toilet paper and paper towel take up so much room. Like, I know that you have a van and you got ample space, but like at the same time, if you buy all three of those, that is a massive amount of space taken up. Like, even
And
my mom
it's
doesn't
not
buy
like
all
it
three at
sits
the same time.
in the house. I try not to, but it doesn't always work that way.
Everything is on sale. So then we ended up throwing in the towel at like midnight. But I will say this, when we were organizing the, I actually organized the cleaning closet by myself. And you were okay with that. But I had to like get rid of some things, which was we were okay with because I cleared it with you first. And you did kind of get rid of some stuff within the front hall closet, which I thought was a good idea. And then we worked on the like bathroom linen closet together. And that I basically just gave you bins. And I was like, make these bins make sense. And I feel like at the end they did. It was like everything was broken down into a category. It was put in a bin. And have you labeled everything since? Is Shane able to find stuff easier when he needs to find stuff? Yay. Which is the whole point of organizing.
And so you don't buy what you already have.
Yeah. And then we decided that we were going to start on the pantry. Which I don't know why we decided that at like
Didn't we
11.
start that in the morning?
Maybe. I think I started on your pantry and then I started like crossing over between pantry and like your overstock pantry and then your other pantry. And
We did that in the morning.
yeah, and then we had to find brackets and then I end up finding the wrong ones. So we had to go back to Lowe's and
We
get
went
the
on
right
an
ones.
adventure. Again, threw the kids in bed. Peace out, Shane. You're on your own. And we took off.
He was a lot more relaxed the second night, I feel like. He wasn't like, I felt really bad the first night leaving him, but I'm like, you want to know what it's like having more than one kid? Go.
I also feel like it's very different when they're your kids, but yours, I will say, your kids love him.
Oh yeah, and like that's the thing too. Like I try and make sure that the men in their life, my kids are very like comfortable around because their dad isn't always around. So like, you know, their uncle and then Shane, which by the way, we need to find a name for Shane because Uncle Shane just sounds creepy.
They were just so good. Anytime he disappeared, they're like, where'd Shane go?
Where's Ella's dad?
Or where'd Ella's daddy go?
Yes, they absolutely love Shane. Yeah, so we decided to go back to Lowe's at like we didn't
We
even
got
realize
there
how late it
like
was.
15 minutes before it closed. But before we left, I texted Erica. She was putting the girl down, but they seemed calm and she was still sitting there. So I could see her on the monitor and was like, dude, door is gonna close soon. Just
I
like
was,
ran upstairs and left
and then I was
again.
like, oh, yep, it is. Okay, girls, mommy loves you. I gotta go. Lay down, go to sleep. And by the time I got back, they were asleep, so it was fine. But yeah, we did get the wrong back brackets. And literally, that was the only thing that we did on Saturday
That
night
night.
was fix your pantry.
Drink. And fix the pantry, mostly fix the pantry, because then my drill battery died literally on the last bracket, like on the last shelf. But at least they're all level now,
And
because
they don't
apparently they weren't
fall.
level before.
Yes. And I think that was part of the problem why they fell out of the track is they weren't put in properly and they weren't level. So I think between the two of those, that was the issue.
Yeah.
So, and during putting the pantry in, Carla's like, hey, I have a story. Remember this story. I still, to the life of me, cannot remember what the story is. I don't think you can either. So that's just going to be one of the forgotten things that we're just going to have to let go. Yeah, it'll probably come to you in a text and be like, oh my God, we need to put this in the show. Okay. Okay. So the other thing we did with Carla's pantry that I've seen on numerous organizing shows, because clearly this is not my idea. Also, shout out to Shanna because she did this. We moved Ella's snacks to the second from the bottom drawer so that they're more accessible to Ella. And at first, Carla was like, no, 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 no. Like, she was adamantly against this. And then I'm like, Ella can't open her snacks. Like, she's not there yet. So it's not like she can just eat 47 million things. She has to bring them to you. And I think Ella's still one of those kids that she's like, Mommy, can I have this? Mommy, can I have this? And I feel like it's helped you.
Yes. She doesn't really go in there, so it's good that way. But at least I can, like, pull the drawer open and be like, what do you want? These are your healthy snacks. Pick one.
Yes. Which is awesome because it allows you to not have to think as much, which as a mom, you make so many decisions that when you let your kids make one, it's like, break.
Yeah, it also gives her, like, independence in making her own decision on what snacks she wants, right?
Yeah. So I feel like the organizing went well, as best as it could. There's still more to organize in your house, but are we going to talk about Clutterbug?
Sure.
Okay. But Carla wouldn't let me touch two of the rooms that are, like, the most cluttered because
I have been, I don't know.
Selected?
I was picked to have a room in my house organized. So, and it's going to be organized by Clutterbug, which, if you don't know, she's on YouTube with, like, over a million followers. And she's on Instagram and Facebook, and I love her, and I've been following her on all of the above for, like, 7 or 8 years, and I love her. So there was a call out on the radio, because she does live near me, and I immediately, well, not immediately, I struggled hard, because I was not at my house when I heard it. I was staying at my mom's, so the morning I woke up in my own bed, I ran and took pictures of the room I wanted to have done to submit and submitted it, and it was like 4 days later and I was so worried, and then I got an email a week later and I was accepted and picked to have my office organized.
Yay. I'm so excited.
But then her and her assistant came and snooped my entire house and they found my Monica room. Which, if anyone has seen Friends, Monica Geller on Friends has a horrible, messy, super filled closet that no one knows about because it's just a disaster and no one opens that door.
And I will note, I've seen the Monica room. It really is crazy.
Yeah. So when Cass from Clutterbug opened the door, she was like, oh my God, I love this room. And I was like, oh no, she's not going to do my office anymore. Well, it turns out she's doing both rooms. So I am very excited. Which sucked
because I wanted to do both rooms because they are the most cluttered.
But I'm glad we didn't get to it because I feel like time constraints were against us.
Oh my God, so if we did your office, closet, we wouldn't even gotten close.
Yeah. Like, I'm glad we did the closets that we use on an everyday basis right now and got them organized, because it does make our life a lot less stressed when we can find stuff. And my bathroom is, like, spotless now because all of that stuff used to be on the floor in my bathroom. So I'm very happy that things are way more organized. But
yay!
I'm very excited for Clutterbug to come in. Ideally, my Monica room is turning into Ella's big girl room. but it's just going to be a spare room for now. And then I'm going to probably girly it up when she's ready to move. So very excited. I'm excited to see what they do. I should hear back from them in a couple weeks. I don't know.
I also, when we were organizing Carla's house, felt slight anxiety because I am not a professional organizer. And I'm like, this is not professionally organized. And I feel like she's going to judge me and be like, who did this? They're terrible. Like, that's literally my fear. Because I pride myself in being a very organized person. And I feel like she's not, she's either going to love what I did or absolutely hate what I've done.
Well, and we talked too that the way I was so honest with Erica about how things worked and weren't going to work for me, Erica said that I need to be that same way with Cass because that's the only way things are going to be organized for me and Shane and the way we live.
Yep,
Because
because
he,
yeah,
yeah,
you really
I
have
just
to
need to
be
be
that
honest with
organized.
myself.
I
Have to
feel
be
like you
honest with
can't
myself.
be polite because if you're polite, you're not going to get what you want. Like with me, you're like, nah, I'm going to be honest because it doesn't matter.
Right. But I need to do that with her too, because that's who we are, and apparently we're not normal.
No. And then on Sunday, instead of organizing, we went to Carlos Santi's. Did I say it right? Yay, because I always say it wrong, apparently.
Oh,
Whatever. Carlos
no, that's
Santi's?
right. Kalasani. Oh, Kalasantes. Is that how you said it?
Sometimes.
Kalasani.
I'm not, okay, I was not raised in the Windsor area, but I lived there for 10 years, which is how Carla and I met. In case anyone did not go back to like episode like one or three or whatever that we started with. I always say things in Windsor wrong and I get made fun of for it because a lot of my friends grew up in Windsor and Essex County and they're like, that's not how you say that. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Come to my neck of the woods and say some of our words and then we'll make fun of you. Like,
So we went. It was a little bit disappointing, not gonna
Yeah.
lie. It is, I would say it's much better for like this 5 to 10 year old range because they can play mini golf and they can play the arcades and you can have lunch and get donuts and peach juice and they'll be happy. But for taking 2 and 3 year olds, not good.
They
There
still
used to
loved
be
it.
a giant. They did. But there wasn't, I was disappointed with them not having a place to burn energy.
Well, the jungle gym is gone, which sucks. And the rides are
And the
gone,
ride.
which, I mean, there were midway rides. Like, they weren't really anything
Yeah.
extravagant, but they were still rides. And my kids would
Yeah.
have loved them. By the way, they
Yeah.
still ask every time we get in the car if we're going on an adventure.
Of
Because Carla
course.
kept saying, we're going on an adventure. We're going on an adventure. My kids are like, where are we going? Didn't understand. Okay, did you ever find your Fitbit?
I did not. I bought a new one.
I kind of assumed that based on seeing your new Fitbit, but I was like, I'm just gonna ask, is that an Apple Watch?
No, it's a $50 one on Amazon, but it does way more than my Fitbit ever did.
Win.
And I really like it. But Shane bought me my Fitbit, so I was kind of sad. But I feel like the goats have it now. The goats are.
Can we please talk about the goats for a minute? Because my kids are farm kids. And well, they're not really farm kids, but like I feel like my kids are like around more farm animals than most kids that live in the city. Like we live on a farm, okay? And like my kids were utterly terrified of these goats. And my brother was just like, you really need to get your children around more farm animals because that was embarrassing. And I was like, okay, first of all, they're three. Two, it's been COVID their whole lives. So like we have not really had any farm interaction with anybody in our area in a hot minute.
Yeah.
Like, relax. Like, I'm okay with goats, but like, I've been to enough farms that I'm like, I know how to handle a goat. Like, I was putting the kids' hands on like the one goat's like super pregnant belly, which I still was surprised they were like that fat. I was like, She's gonna birth any day now. So
Yeah.
that was kind of fun. But yeah,
Did
the
you end up seeing my Snapchat of Ella going, chicken?
chicken?
Yeah, because there was chickens with the pig on like the
No, I didn't see that.
far side. I'll have to send it. I know
Oh.
I put it in my story so it's saved, but I have to find it. My sister was like, we replayed that so many times because it was so freaking funny.
So my kids ended up going to school daycare the next day because we went on Sunday. So like literally the next day is daycare. And like my kids kept saying that they pet goats. And for some reason I got misconstrued saying that we have a pet goat, which is funny because like one of my friends is their daycare teacher and apparently another kid in their daycare, like their family farms animals. And said kid was like, "You can't have a pet goat." Like he was so adamant about you can't have a pet goat. And then she messaged me. She's like, "Okay, just did you guys get a pet goat?" I'm like, "No, we went to a petting zoo where there were goats and we pet the goats." But I said something's clearly getting lost in translation. She's like, "Oh," I'm like, "Just go watch my Snapchat." I'm like, "It's on there." She's like, 10 minutes later, she's like, "Ah, making sense now. Thank you." I'm like, "Okay." But it
Get
was,
all the kids under wraps about
oh
these
God.
pet goat petting goat thing. That's hilarious. Oh my God, Krista. So my sister came this weekend, and after that chicken video, she's been like holding on to this joke to tell Ella, and she was like, why do chickens have feathers? She's like, because. Ellen just stared at her like, what is wrong with you?
She's like, okay, crazy lady.
It was so
Your
funny
sister's
though.
like dying of laughing. That's honestly, that happens with my mom and I all the time. Like, we'll see a reel or a joke and we're trying to tell the other person and we're just dying of laughter. And my
And
kids
it
are
doesn't
just
come across.
like, I'm so lost right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's fine. You'll get it when you're older. Also, of course, Carla and I forgot to take a picture together.
Always.
And we forgot to take a picture of the Bertling family.
Yeah. I'm bad for that. But we got pictures of Ella or Erica with her girls and all the girls. We got lots of pictures of the girls.
Yeah. I
Well,
got some
together.
pictures of you and all the girls when you were with the
Yeah.
birds.
Well, and your Snapchat of the bird. Talk. I know one of these talks. I found the talking bird.
So when we got home, Reagan was so adamant to tell Grandma about the bird that talked. She's like, "It said hello, and how are you?" My was like, "What?" Because she was so excited. She's like, "Hello, how are you?" And my mom's like, "What? What do you say?" And I'm like, "There was a bird. It talked. It was very cute." So I showed her the videos.
Erica also had to buy some chicken to take home to her mother because her mom loves roasted chicken, which is something you can't really get outside of Essex County, I feel.
You can't get it in London, period. If someone knows somewhere in London that sells broasted chicken, not roasted, broasted, BROASTED. It is a specific chicken. It's not KFC, it's not Mary Brown's, it's not Popeyes, broasted chicken, and it's delicious.
So Erica had to bring some to her mom because her mom loves it.
Literally lasted a meal and a half.
And then we all got donuts. And then Erica also got the famous peach juice.
Which still is in my fridge because I'm the only one that's allowed to drink it.
Perfect.
And I have to cut it with water because it's so sweet.
Oh yeah.
And
But all in
then,
all, it was a great weekend.
yeah, I bought 2 dozen donuts and I actually only froze 8 of them because we ate the rest. Of 24, we ate 2/3 of them. I will
Perfect.
say, one full, the bag that I started eating on the way home actually made it home.
Oh, that's good.
I'm very proud of myself. I only ate 3 on the way home. Thank you. Okay. Do you want to go first for highs and lows, or do you want to go second?
I will go second because I feel like my low will be long.
So I'm going to start with my low. The girls were having a bath together, and I think this is probably the last time they're going to have a bath together. Regan bit Kinsley. She bit her so bad that she has like a bite mark in her cheek. And then, of course, me being told that if your child bites, you have to bite your child back. I don't know who you are, but I hate all of you because I feel terrible. But between me biting Regan back and Kinsley's face, Regan has been like, biting's bad. I won't bite anymore.
Perfect.
Lovely. Thank you so much, child.
So, how did it get to the point of the bite? Like, were they fighting and.
No, they were in the bath and they were farting around like usual. And like my kids basically, I'm just like, okay, there's two heads above water. I don't really care. Like they splash, they fill up cups, don't drink the bath water, and don't put your head underwater. I don't really care what else happens. And I'm watching them, but I'm not like,
Yes. Like they're good in the water, like they
yeah.
don't need 24/7 eyes on them.
No, but like I can see them out of my peripheral. And when I can see, like when I'm sitting and I can see two heads that are like inches above the water, I'm like, they're not drowning.
Yeah.
And basically, all I heard was, that's mine. And then a scream. And the thought went through my head of, if I rip Regan off of Kinsley, is she going to take a chunk of Kinsley's cheek with her? Because my kids have really like apple-y cheeks. So like she got like the apple part, like if you smile, she got that like apple part of like the smile, and it was like, ooh, like I honestly was like, let go of your sister. And then of course Kinsley's like, I want out, get me out of here. And I was like, oh God, fine, I'll get you. Because I said to her, do you want to stay in the bath? Because I'll take your sister out. She shouldn't have done that. She's like, no, I want out. I'm like, all right, I'll get you out. So I got her out of the bath. I got her calmed down. I texted my mom. I'm like, can you bring me an ice pack? And she's like, yeah, why? I'm like, just bring the ice pack up. I'll explain later. And a friend of mine, who is a daycare teacher, shout out Cassandra, said a banana peel will help the bruise.
Oh, good to know. I have lots of birthday.
Will say there's a significant improvement. Now, I only had the banana peel on for like 5 minutes. She said for best results, put it on for an hour, but like
That's
I'm gonna
not
be
gonna
able to get a
happen.
banana peel on a toddler for an hour. So I
Yeah.
just like will peel the banana and then like while they're watching TV in the morning while they're eating their breakfast, I'll like put the banana peel on so she's like slightly distracted. So that has helped.
That's good.
Yes. But I still have serious mom guilt from biting Regan, even though I know that's what I was
But
supposed to do and it works.
worked
Know,
for now.
but I still bit my kid and I still feel bad. And I didn't even bite her hard. Like,
Just hard enough that she felt some pain.
oh, she was absolutely. I don't know if she was more freaked out that mummy bit her or the fact that, like,
Well, I'm
it
sure she
hurt.
freaked out at Kinley's face too
Oh, the
afterwards.
next
But
day, yeah, she
yeah.
was like, she felt bad. And she still feels bad. I mean, it's been 2 days and she's like, we don't bite, right? I'm like, no, Reagan, we don't bite. What goes in our mouths? Food, straws, and chew toys, because they now have like their molar magicians, like they've been using those to like gnaw on, and I'm like, that we call that a chew toy, whatever, it works. My high. So I don't know if we've recorded between me losing my job and now, but I lost my job that I liked, and I have like a whole bunch of interviews that I'm doing.
Which is good.
I had
Is
one on
good.
Friday. I had one today. I have one tomorrow. Today's Monday. I have one tomorrow. And then I'm doing an online one where like they had me fill out a whole bunch of stuff before they even interviewed me, which I think more is like so they don't waste their time.
Absolutely. Makes sense.
Yeah, and then that I think I'm on like the third step for that one. I have another job that I went through step two, which was to go on their website and fill out a whole bunch of like questionnaires. And then I have another job that I just got the email today. They want to do a secondary interview. So
Good.
Yes, I'm very excited.
Erica's been going stir crazy, not working.
I feel very bored and underutilized. Hold on.
Someone
Okay, we're
coming
good.
upstairs.
No, that was my mom putting my dad to bed.
Oh.
Yeah, side note, my dad has had hip surgery, so there is kind of, I don't want to say hilarity in my house, but like I have to put my kids to bed, and then I joke that my mom has to put her kid to bed, and we're still trying to figure out whose process is faster.
I
So far, mine's faster. But I've also been doing this for 3 years, and she's only been doing it for 11 days.
I was gonna say a little over a week.
Yeah, I was gonna say, because he had it done on the 2nd, and it's only the 13th, so 11 days. He's doing great, though. He's now walking with a crutch. The rented medical equipment went back, and he gets his staples out tomorrow. So,
Awesome. Good.
and he's walking a lot better. I mean, you've seen my dad walk before. He walked like Gimpy McGee. So now he actually walks upright, which is fantastic. But
That's good.
he also is now just like moaning and grunting and through everything. And we're like, "Are you okay? Or do you like want us to help you?" He's like, "I'm fine. I'm fine." Noted. Bye-bye.
Want to help. Leave him be.
Basically.
Alrighty, my high this week is like a high and a low mixed together. We had a horrible, horrible weekend. Friday, I was sick. Ella was homesick. My sister was here. We were all trying to work and get stuff done. It was horrible. But after like a crazy weekend of all of that, because it was the whole weekend like that. Tonight after dinner, we had a blast playing. Ella's obsessed with the show called Spidey. Right now it's a Disney show. And like we had to go catch all the bad guys, and she was Spidey and I was Ghost Spidey, which is like the girl one, and then Shane was Iron Man, which she named us all from the show. So it was cute. We all like ran around the house getting the bad guys, and then after we like all piled into her little teepee and read books. And we got to like there, I have like a nursery rhyme one. So we got to Baa Baa Black Sheep, and Shane was gonna read it, and she's like, "No, I'm going to do it." And she, not that she can read by any means, but she knows the song. So she sang this whole song without like missing a single word. And I was like, good job. We've been doing a lot of like praise for things for her right now. She is very much retreated going pee on the potty. So we're very much trying to praise her for things that she does good. And when last time she peed on the potty, she asked me, "Mommy, are you proud of me?" And I was like, "Yeah, baby, I'm so proud of you for peeing on the potty." And she like, "Mommy's proud of me," and like walked out of the bathroom. So we're just trying to like go above and beyond on the praise on things that we like to see. So like when she finished dinner, she had like 3 bites left and was like, "I'm done." I'm like, "You don't get any candy or a treat if you don't finish your 3 bites." So she ate her 3 bites, and on the last one, we like cheered and had a big party. And she was like, "Okay, maybe I should eat my food more often." So it's just working. Like she doesn't like to eat dinner. So anything that we want her to do and things we need her to do, praise seems to be going very well in our favor. So
Yay!
we're
I
just
think
making
every kid
progress.
responds differently, and you have to figure out what works for your kid,
100%.
which is
Yeah.
literally what this podcast is about.
Well, and I feel like I've tried praise, but like she apparently needs like over the top praise. Like cheering and clapping and the whole nine yards. Like you just won a marathon kind of praise.
I think it's funny because my kids are like, yeah, I did it. So what?
Right? But like you said, every kid is different. So we're just really happy that a lot of things went well today. And like bedtime was a breeze too. So we like ran around, got a lot of energy out, and then had some quiet time reading books. And then she farted in the teepee, so we all ran away. And then
Classy.
was bedtime, so we're good.
Yay.
My low, which isn't, it's a low, but it's not a low, and I don't know.
I don't think that this is a low, honestly. I think this is just the reality of a situation.
Life. It may, like, it's still, it's a low, but it is just reality. So Shane and I have had one appointment with a fertility doctor, which happens to be my OB. So I already know him and I'm really comfortable with him. And so is Shane, which is good because I don't know if Shane would have went if it wasn't someone he was comfortable with.
Can I say that my favorite part of everything that after your initial appointment with Shane was like, he told me that I'm not supposed to smoke and I need to gain weight. And I'm like, well, you do kind of look like you're starving. Like, have you seen
He eats
yourself lately?
so much food.
I know. Like, that's what killed me is I'm just like, Shane, I don't think people think that you eat is like the problem. And then it's like, no, he really just ate a large pizza to himself. He just can't gain wait.
Yeah, it's crazy, but yeah. So obviously, Shane doesn't really need to gain weight. It was Shane needs to stop smoking and drinking, and Carla needs to lose weight. That is literally what we left from the first appointment, but that's just like the things that we can work on ourselves without having blood work and ultrasounds and sperm samples and whatever else you need to do. So they gave us, well, they gave Shane one paperwork that has like two, he has to do blood work and a sperm sample over the course of like, I don't know, 6 weeks, one of each. That's it. Carla has to go and get blood work done 6 times and have 6 ultrasounds all over the course of her cycle. So I started my period today. So I called the doctor and was like, okay, it's the first day. So I go for my first monitoring appointment on Wednesday. So today's Monday, going on Wednesday. So it has to be on day 2, 3, or 4 of your cycle. And I'm getting a transvaginal ultrasound, which I didn't think was happening until the end, but that is apparently a lie now. And I have to do blood work every time I go. So we'll see how it goes, and we'll see
Make sure you bring your baby wipes for your ultrasound.
what the results are, but I will keep you guys posted. Yes, baby wipes for the ultrasound goo is good. It
Yes.
cleans you off way easier than just their towel.
Yes,
But
'cause
yeah,
I don't
so
think their
we have
towel does
started that
shit.
journey. No. So we have started that journey. Not that we, I don't know, I guess we are having trouble getting pregnant with the second one, but it's been a year of trying. And Ella seemed so easy the first time. So we're just hoping for some extra help and guidance along the way. I'm really hoping it doesn't come down to IVF and IUIs, but we'll see what happens.
The
But
only
I'm gonna take
thing,
you guys along the way.
well, the thing too that I think is good for you and Shane is prior to Ella, you guys were doing what's commonly referred to as the pull and pray method or the rhythm method for birth control. So I feel like you're in tune with your cycle, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
But I mean, it is what it is. Especially if you put too much stress on it, I feel like that would just make it a million times worse, which. I mean, it's hard because you're like every time that you get your period, it's just like, damn it.
Yeah.
Like, it sucks.
And I normally end up taking a pregnancy test before I get my period, so it's even worse because I was like, nope, didn't get it. And then, oh, there's my period. No wonder I didn't get it. No wonder I'm not pregnant. So.
Yeah.
But my body's been doing some weird things that keep like making me think I'm pregnant, and then nope, I'm not.
Yeah, every time Carla's like, I'm nauseous. I have a headache. I'm like, come on.
I'm nauseous. My boobs hurt. I have a headache. Yeah, no, None of, like, apparently, no, they're not my symptoms this time. Well. So this is just step one. We're just getting testing done for the next month, and then we'll go from there.
Maybe we'll have to talk about this more in depth on an entire episode.
Maybe when all the testing is done and I get my results, we'll do it.
Well, I feel like obviously not next episode. Like we have,
No.
I'm just saying like maybe 6 months or a year or two down the road, we'll talk about
Right.
it. But you may have to make show notes as you go along because if you don't, you're going to forget. Carla may have to keep a fertility journal specifically just for the show so we can talk to her about it.
100%. Thank you for listening to this episode of our podcast. We appreciate all the support. If you like this episode, please follow us on our socials and be sure to subscribe to the podcast. Also, check out our new website and blog. Find links to all the products we talked about on our Amazon recommendation page on our new website. See you next episode.